Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. The Bible said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, the all-knowing God, the God who planned and plotted and put together the entire universe, who knows the end from the beginning. He has blessed us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has made this amazing investment for every one of his children, and actually for all men. He has made a mighty, marvelous investment. You know, when we look at the universe, we see the richness, the wealth, the power, the glory of God. He put all things in perfect place in the physical world. But what God has prepared for us in the realm of the spirit is even far more than what is in the physical. And he wants us to begin to reach out by this time and through our Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to walk and receive and make those things as is in the realm of the spirit a reality in our lives every day. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God has blessed us. Say with me, God has blessed me with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I am always happy and excited when I read the scriptures. They bring great comfort and consolation to me. The word of God that made the heaven and the earth and made all things and upholds all things, that word is strong and powerful enough today to keep you, to keep me, this hour of disintegration, crisis, and confusion that is in the world. His word is our refuge, is the anchor of our soul. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you that you have made provision for us and you have blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, bless us today as we share your word together. Let your anointing rest upon the speaker and upon those who are listening today. Bless your people, Father. Bring them out of the pit, out of confusion, out of darkness, out of fear, out of the turmoil of this hour. Establish their feet upon the rock. Thank you, wonderful Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I was reading there, quoting for you there, in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 4 says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You know, many wealthy people on earth, before they even think of having a child or planning a child, they already plan the future of that child completely. They already put everything in play for that very child. So the child is born and their future and life is completely already put in place. Basically, they already got a book. Written everything, put everything in play for the child. And so the same way it is with our Heavenly Father. Every child of God born again in Christ Jesus, God already, totally, completely already planned your life from A to Z. He already predestined us. He already chose us and called us and justified us and glorified us. So to God, it is already, our life is already finished. He already put everything in place. And I always used to say, do you know why God made man on the sixth day? So by the time man opened his eyes, everything was already in place for him. And you and I today, even in this time now of intense turmoil and pressure and fear and worry and anxiety and economic collapse and decadence. And listen, God, all this thing that is happening in the world, the devil is trying to use them to pull us away, to distract us, to confuse us, to dislocate us, so we will not walk in what God has already planned and ordained. That's all. But God on his own way, the Bible says, all things work together for good to those who what? Who love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. All things. So God is trying to use all that is going on in the world to get us to that very place where we begin to know how to assess and receive and walk in the reality of what he has already prepared for us in Christ Jesus. I have not seen, ye have not heard, not only that I heard, man, the things which God has prepared for them that what? That love him. We are in that season and time where we have to learn how to reach out to those heavenly things by faith and make them a daily reality in our lives. Our God is not a poor planner. Then he said, oh, I didn't know you're going to need that. I didn't know you're going to need that. No. He already knows everything that we will ever need. In fact, then in 1 Peter also said Second Peter said God has made provision for all we need to live godly life in this life. All. So we have a Father who knows all things, who knows the future, who knows everything. And he is our Heavenly Father. And he knows all that we need. Christ said in Matthew, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Your Heavenly Father knows all that you need. He knows all. Not to take him by surprise. God is like, oh, I didn't know you're going to need that. No, he already knows. And he has already planned our life from A to Z. If you remember there, in the book of Romans chapter 8, in fact, you can see that God already put everything in place. He already planned everything. And look what it says here in chapter 8 of the book of Romans, in verse 20, it says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. All things. All means all. Say with me, all things work together for my good. Why? Because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the Lord. Those that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. Say with me, I am called according to his purpose. So all things work together for good. Jesus said, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. That means I've already prepared the way for you. I've already put everything in place for you so that you can produce fruit. Our life is never an accident. God already prepared and planned everything for us. So all we need to know is make sure we are not being distracted by what we are seeing and hearing and feeling. These are the things the devil uses to pull us away from what God has already prepared. And so he says, For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is very, very important. Because for you and I to be able to walk in what God has already prepared, our focus, our heart's desire and drive and motive in life must be to be totally, completely like Jesus Christ. Totally to him. He's our example. He is the one we have to look up to and look on and let him draw us. If you have a small little car on the highway and there's a very huge camion in the front of you, you can drive behind that big camion, and that camion will actually, by the thrust, pull you along. You can feel it pulling you forward. So Christ is the head. He's the master. He is a shepherd. We are the sheep. And behind him, as we walk behind him, we are being pulled along by the force of Christ. We are being pulled along. We are being pulled as long as we are there. If you are here, if you are there, no, there's no pull. But you are totally behind a big camion. Sometimes if your gasoline or fuel run out, you can stand behind that camion and that thrust can actually pull you way along till finally you get to your bench. And you say, oh, yeah. Somebody said, I'm going to try it now that there's no, the price of fuel is so high, so I'm going to try right behind the big camions. Well, so what I'm saying is that Christ is the great and the mighty one. And you and I just behind it and follow in his footsteps, we are being drawn. We are being drawn. We are being drawn. And more we become more and more like Jesus Christ. More and more like him in his love, in his patience, in his compassion, in his obedience to God, in his sacrifice. We become more like him in our motive for living, in our word and thought and actions. He be the firstborn among many brethren. That's the purpose of God, is that you and I should become more and more like Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when we shall see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he really is. More forgiving, more compassionate, more merciful, more kind, being transformed from glory to glory. The same Jesus Christ who said, in the world, yes, there's pressure, but in me, you have peace. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. And so he said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Wow. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. Yes, glorified. We are glorified in Jesus Christ. Christ is my glory. He's the glory of my day. He's my glory, the glory of my daily dynamic living. Christ in you and me is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. His presence in our life every day. So he predestined us. And then he called us. Then he justified us. And then he glorified us. Already. God said, okay. He didn't say, oh, one day I will see if you will make it. You know, I'm going to wait for now, you know, and see if you really, really make it. No. With God, it is already done. And as we look up to Christ, these things become realities in our lives. I've been in Christ now for over 30 years. And I have seen the grace. The more I follow him, the more the old man wears off of me. And that happens all the time. The more I can be able to forgive my enemies and bless those who hurt me, who curse me. I didn't say it happened all overnight, but I can tell you there's a grace, there's a growth, and then trusting God, believing God. It's no more hard for me now to trust God for tomorrow. To trust him with my life. It's no more hard enough for me to fear not. No. Come on. I don't fear no more. I'm no more nervous and restless. Even when I have nothing, I'm no more nervous like before. More and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. More trusting in God's infinite mercy, love, kindness, wisdom, and power. Knowing that the Father will never leave us nor forsake us. He's not a liar. He's a good God. He's a good Father. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word endureth forever. Praise be to God. So he already glorified us. And then he says in verse 31, what shall we then say to this chaos, problem, confusion, fear, worry, virus, anxiety? What shall we say for this? What should be our reaction or response? What should we say or think? If God be for us, who can be against us? Should I worry about the devil? About the future? Well, if God be with me, who can be against me? And the Bible says, experience gives us hope. We have seen God's mercy in the past. In the years past, he has given us enough proof, enough evidence that I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, the Lord multiplied bread and fed 5,000 men, didn't count in women and children, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, another one multiplied again and fed 4,000 men. Then when he told them to be careful with the leaven of the Pharisees, they thought it was the leaven of wheat, of bread. Oh, but they didn't bring bread. That's why it's not talking about that. It's talking about their doctrine, their influence. Be careful of the influence of the unbelieving in your way of thinking. Be very careful. And this is where we are now in the world. There's the living, the living, the thought, the ideology, the philosophy of this life, of the hidden, the world, the ways, the ideas, the mindset of the world. They will infiltrate you and eat up all that faith in your heart and leave you miserable and naked. Be careful with the doctrine of this world, the doctrine of this unbelieving world. Don't let it get into your mind. If we start thinking like them, we start feeling like them. God said, don't fear what they fear. Put your trust in God. Let God be your fear. Let it be your dread. Wow, hallelujah. So we see here, what shall we say to these things then? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things. He didn't spare his son. He didn't hold back Jesus Christ. On the cross, the Father laid on Jesus Christ all our curses and iniquity and gave him the destructive blow, all his judgments on me, his judgments on my sin and iniquity and rebellion and stubbornness and yours and of every man on earth. God laid them on Jesus Christ, his son. That's what destroyed him. He made him taste death for every man. Why? So that God might be just to save you, to save me. If not, God will not send you to heaven because, oh, I love you, go to heaven. No, no, no. The Satan will accuse God. I sinned, you cast me out. The sin, you take them to heaven. You are not qualified to be God. You are unjust. God had to find a righteous way to righteously save you and I. That even the devil himself will say, well, what am I going to say? He was given to death for our sins. He was raised again because the price was paid in full. God made the soul of Jesus Christ the offering for our sins. When he cried, my Father, why have you forsaken me? He that did not hold back his son from you and I, what more will he not give to us? Grace today? Strength for tomorrow, mercy, help, support, encouragement, peace. No, through him, he will give us all. The Bible says, through him, we are more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. It's not time to look back. It's not time to begin to allow all the living and the influence of all that we are seeing and going through every day to begin to infiltrate into our mind and thinking. Anxieties and cares and worry, nervousness and all that is going on in the world today. We have to keep our heart and mind completely and totally stayed on God Almighty. He did not spare his son. Give him up for us all. How shall he not then freely, through him freely, give us all that we need to do his will? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I really want you to look at this because we are in a time of great turbulence. Now, nobody's denying. I live here. I'm here on earth like you. Nobody's denying what is going on in the world. Nobody's saying, oh, there's no war here. There's no. No, they are. They are. But how can we, who are believers, how can we live in such a time as this? How can we be able to keep our hearts and mind when there is a pull on every side? And even you're going to be seeing many Christians now become more and more nervous and restless, and even they start betraying each other. I mean, Jesus said, because iniquity will abound, because iniquity, evil, sin, pressure, chaos will multiply. Then the love of many become what? Go down. And then begin to betray each other. People will be ready to give themselves over to evil, to betray. You will see preachers betrayed by their own members in the church just to get some little money to pay their bills because, you know, that's the only way I can live. Anyway, chapter 1 of 1 Peter. Wow, time runs when you are preaching good. Chapter 1 of 1 Peter, and I want to just read to you. And it says, in verse 3, it says, blessed, this is blessed again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have a living hope, and hope that will never disappoint. That hope is a helmet for our head. It's a protection for our mind. The helmet of hope, the helmet of salvation. We can protect our mind from the tugging, toss, and nervousness and fear. Lively hope. And to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fed not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. That's what I'm trying to present to you today. You really rejoice in Christ. You love Christ. You believe in Christ. But maybe for now, for this season, it may be in heaviness. You may be weighed down with pressure and temptation from all angles. And you may feel like you are drowning, you are sinking down. And without knowing, you become passive and no more active, and your joy is silenced, and your praise become cold, your love become, you know, going down, and it's like you just keep quiet and watch yourself drown. That's not what to do. That's not how to do it. You are, because of this present time, in this season, manifold, many complicated situations, that the trial of your faith be much more than that of gold, that precious, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So there's manifold pressure, manifold temptation, pressure from within and without, economic, financial, marital. There's all kinds of things happening all over the world. We are, even though we are not of the world, but we are here in the world. So how do we live? But look what Peter says here. He says here, he says in verse 30, he says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end. For the greater shall is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end. For the greater is to be brought unto you at the appearance of Jesus Christ. This is very, very important. One of the areas we must really work hard on at this hour and time is on our mind, on our thoughts. Thoughts create emotions, create feelings on our mind, on our psychic. That's the way. If the enemy can infiltrate your thought life, he can pull you to anywhere he wants to be. Because as a person thinks, so is he or she. You are where your thoughts are, and you are what you are thinking on. So we have to really, this critical time in the human history, and none of us is perfect in these things. You have to arrest your thought, arrest your mind. Tell your minds what to think on. I was just preaching there in this yearly Majesty conference. And in fact, the pastor from Poland was speaking about the encounter. We're talking about the living God. And he was speaking about the Pharisee, and then speaking about also Zacchaeus. Finally, I was speaking about the Zacchaeus, and this was, in fact, the Bible says in chapter 19 of Luke, and Jesus entered to pass through and say, Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. He ran. He knew the way the Lord was about to pass it. He ran and climbed a tree on the way. So we have to meet God in his way. There's a way the Lord passes. If you want God to meet you in your mind, in your heart, in your thought, you have to position yourself in the way he is to pass. And one of the ways we have to position ourselves is in the area of our thinking. Think his thoughts. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your words stayed on his word. Put yourself in the position where God passes. He is passing in the highway of righteousness and holiness and faith and love. He walks in the path of light. We have to learn to position ourselves in the road where God is passing. If you disconnect yourself in your mind and you are thinking totally, completely on a different way that the Lord thinks, you are not on the way. He can come He wants to bring rest. He wants to bring blessing. He wants to bring deliverance and hope for you. But you end there. You've shifted in your mind. You've shifted in your thought. You've allowed anxiety and fear and worry to enter in and disconnect your thoughts from his thoughts. God said, as heaven is above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. He gave us his thoughts. The word of God, the Bible, is God's thoughts. Think on these things. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, by supplication, by thanksgiving, present your request to God. This is the way the Lord passes. We must meet him in his way. We cannot disconnect ourselves from his thoughts. And that's what the devil wants to do. He can disconnect you from that thought, and then you are dried up. And you are totally on your own. You are totally disconnected from the thoughts of God. We have to think his thoughts after him. We have to stay our minds on him. Chapter 64, Isaiah verse 5 says, thou meetest him that rejoiceth and walketh righteousness, till I remember you in your way. So wake up every morning. Tune up, clean up, and put yourself in the position where the peace of God, his power, his glory is passing. Moses told God, said, God, show me your glory. God said, I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. So that when I'm passing, you will see my back, you see my glory. May the Lord today, in his mercy, position you in the part he's passing, in the part of hope and light and sobriety and purity and truth, where your heart and mind is guided. You don't let yourself lose and disconnect, but you stay in the part where the Lord is passing. When his glory passing by, you behold his glory. You behold his majesty and power. Father, I pray for all your children today. Lord, in all your mercy, what you did for Moses, do for us also. Put us in that cleft of the rock and the way you are passing. So that when you are passing, your glory passing by, we will say, Lord, I see your glory. I see the deliverance. I see your peace. I see the restoration. I see the healing coming. It is mine. Thank you, Father. Touch your children right now, oh God. Touch their hearts. Touch their mind. Every change in their mind, let it now be neutralized. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Call right today and consider sending a support to keep these teachings on the air now in many parts of the world. Christ is coming. And the world need to hear these things you are hearing today, because we are in a very desperate and hopeless hour. Stir up yourself and do something. Write today, call, send your support today, and we'll be glad to hear from you. God bless you, and I want to hear from you today. Praise be to God Almighty. In Jesus' wonderful name, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sin. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.